and they trail Sydney at the moment 34-14. Key opening drive here for the Bobcats, I would say. If they could put some points on the board, you know, maybe that gets the mojo going again.
You know, we're just talking about Syracuse, but you can take a game like that and use it as an example here, right? Syracuse had a lead at halftime against a great Clemson team. You're thinking things are rolling well. Same thing here with Sydney. If you're BG, you got to come out here, be ready to go, hopefully put a nice drive together, put some points on the board, and then go make a stop. You know, you're not that far out.
Yeah, their defense will need to step up here in the second half, that's for sure. Here's a handoff on first down. They'll look to run it to the outside. Ball popped out there, but it was well after the play was over. Ethan Beams, the ball carrier. Good to the left side for about 4 yards. Second down and about seven, maybe eight even, coming up here for BG. Be interested to see the BG attack, too. You know, I mean, do you take your time on this drive? Do you already feel like, boy, we really got to hit the gas? You know, we'll see what happens here for BG. Again, trailing 34-14 early in this third quarter. And, you know, you keep running the ball, that clock's going to keep running, so that could be a factor. Waiting for the snap, two wide receivers split to the left, one to the right, a pitch to Hawkins. Hawkins cuts back to the inside, has nowhere to go, and he's roped down there by the Sydney defense. We are going to have a flag on the play. I think that was for some extras after the tackle, though, Sky.
Yeah, I can't, you know, it's always hard to say.
Let's see.
Oh,
yeah.
On the offense.
Yep, going to go. Oh, yeah, it's going to be against BG, not what the Bobcats were looking for. And so that's going to back them up, going in the wrong direction here for BG. Again, if our score is Sydney 34, BG 14, about 11 minutes to go in this third quarter here on a chilly night at Sydney Alumni Stadium. But the cold has not kept the fans away here, Sky. As I look out, you know, all the way down the fence, really good crowd. We knew Sydney BG was going to bring out quite a few people, I'm sure.
Especially when you got events that we actually know happen, like the Hall of Fame induction,
yeah, right.
Senior night. I don't know. I don't think homecoming's tonight. But
BG going to throw here on second down. Pass is intended for Hagroyan. Too tall for him and out of bounds. So, boy, that's going to take me a while to live that one down, I think. So.
It's going to be hard for me to know what's going on.
Yeah.
I rely on you to know this stuff, so I don't know if I could trust you.
Well, you know, with the amount of schools we cover and the amount of homecomings, Hall of Fames, you name it, it turns to mush in my head occasionally. So
we were completely wrong. There was a senior night. It just happened to be a sport we weren't covering that night.
So just under 11 minutes to go here, third quarter, Sydney 34, BG 14. And this is going to be a third down and long, about a third and 23, maybe 22, here for the Bobcats. Waiting for the snap on the play. One wide receiver to the left and two to the right. Let's see if maybe they try to go to Patton on that right side. Snap was low, and they tried to get the sweep to the outside for Hawkins. Really well read there by the Sydney defense, breaking through to make the tackle, and they bring him down in the backfield there. Really well done there by Brock Harvey.
That was a great read, great open field tackle, and that penalty that BG had really, really hurt them. They had it was still going to be about, it was going to be third and about eight, I'd say, but when you get pushed all the way back like this, it makes things very difficult for you. What are we going to call, you know, and they just couldn't do anything.
Bobcats are going to punt this one away. Here's Vander Salmon back at the 42. He's off to the races again. Sydney going left to right. He's down the right wing. Another great return over the 30 down to about the 23. And, boy, he has been lights out here tonight, Sky, in the return game.
Yeah, I love to see stuff like that. Obviously, as a former punt returner myself, I love seeing stuff like that.
You can just tell, I mean, it has to be tough back there to not be nervous about what's coming your way when that ball's up in the air and you really got to have your head on a swivel, but he just seems to have no fear down there tonight. He's really running it well.
Yeah, it's tough, especially when you want to return it. You know, that's the thing, but sometimes you got to make the smart choice and call a fair catch, which I wasn't too smart sometimes.
Well, then you pay the price, right? And it's like
you do.
So I think Vander Salmon's done a real good job here tonight. Easton with a handoff to DeMott on the far side. Across the 20 to the 15, DeMott still running hard. First down and a little bit more before he is shoved out of bounds at about the 10-yard line. So DeMott doing the work there for Sydney.
Yeah, that's another great carry for him. As you said, we don't say his name a lot, but every time we do, I feel like it's another nice run.
So first down here for Sydney. They're right back in the red zone. looking to add another score early in this third quarter. The offense has really been humming here tonight for Sydney.
And this is one of the teams that we covered very early on in the year when they played against Delhi and Delhi. And this team has come so far from that game.
Really have. Here's the snap for Sydney. Going to hand off to Marino to the left side, and he's brought down, but still picked up some good yardage. So a second down and second down and goal to go for the Warriors. And a lot of weapons here. We've seen him run it with Easton tonight. We've seen Marino get the call here. We've seen a pass from Devin Baker to Easton in the back of the end zone, so that was great as well. See if there's any trickery here on a second down and about seven to go. Waiting for the snap. Easton's going to tuck it, keep it himself, cuts back to the inside, still on his feet. He's in for a Sydney touchdown. Dylan Easton for the touchdown here with 9:15 to go in the third quarter. Sydney now ahead of BG 40-14.
And ideally, that's exactly what you want to do if you're the defense. You forced Easton right back into the middle, which I talked about in the first half. But he just made so many nice moves on that run.
He really did.
He avoided everyone. And sometimes guys are just like that. There's not much you can do about it, but what another great run for him.
So here's Reardon coming out for the extra point.
This is twice tonight.
Twice. So Reardon looking to get set here. Easton's going to do the hold, waiting for the snap on the play. Going for the extra point after the Easton touchdown. Snap is good, hold is good. Reardon again has it blocked as it was just a little low and went right into the line. So our score is Sydney 40, BG 14, 9:15 to go in the third. We'll be back on CDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. After the Sydney touchdown, Ethan Beams with the return for BG out to about the 33-yard line. So that's where the Bobcats will take over. 9:09 to go here in this third quarter. Our score, Sydney 40 and BG 14. For Sky Thompson, I'm Nate Lull. Glad to have you along tonight, as well as on WCDOsports.com. Our web stream brought to you by SFCU. Here's an interception here for Sydney, and they're going to have a chance to take this one to the house. Cutting back to the 15 to the 10, brought down Justin Lang with the INT and a nice return, and it's going to be first and goal to go again for Sydney after the interception. Sky, that one was a good read, and he was able to pull that one in, and that got the bench fired up once again.
Yeah, he's in the right place at the right time. Pass was a little high on that one from BG. Nice play, great return, and sets them up again very nicely in the offensive side of the field.
And so here are the Warriors, and we were just tallying it up during the break. We almost don't believe ourselves, but four running touchdowns for Dylan Easton, and he caught one. So he's got five touchdowns on the night here, and let's see what the Warriors decide to do. The other touchdown was from Chris Marino. Baker threw the one to Easton, so other guys have been involved, but certainly it's been Easton doing it with his legs when they get down close here. So the officials trying to get everything set here at the line. And Sydney has a 40-14 lead over BG with 8:55 to go in this third quarter. Waiting for the snap. And they're going to look to throw. They do to the outside, and pass is incomplete. And so a second down and 10 coming up here for Sydney. Easton throwing to his right, but good coverage there by the Bobcats.
I don't think we've seen them throw as much as we might have even last week, I don't think, tonight, which I can't fault that because, of course, they've run the ball so successfully tonight. But, yeah, they just have a lot of weapons offensively that can, and they can do a lot of different things.
Yeah, when you think that, you know, the quarterback with five touchdowns right now is only a sophomore, the future is bright. This, everyone's been talking about this Sydney group for a while, and you can see why. Easton escapes to the left side, to the 10, looking for the pylon, to the 5. Is he in? Yes, another touchdown for Dylan Easton and the Sydney Warriors. Put another 6 points on the board. Boy, Easton, I would say about a 10-yard run there. That's TD number 6. And Sydney now with a 46-14 lead over BG with 8:45 to go here in the third quarter. And it's a Halloween celebration right now in Sydney.
Either that or Lamar Jackson's dressed up in a Halloween costume.
Yeah.
Dylan Easton tonight. He's moving great tonight. He really is. That was another burst of speed right up there.
Yeah, again, he gets into that second level, and you can almost kiss him goodbye. So the INT there by Justin Lang turns into another 6 points for Sydney on a Dylan Easton touchdown. Going for the extra point again. Snap is good. Hold is good. This one drilled through the uprights for Jalen Reardon, and it's good. And so 7 points on the board now for Sydney. Makes it Sydney 47, BG 14. 8:47 to go in the third quarter. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426 for Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. A nice return by Hawkins for BG out to the 35. And so BG trailing right now in the third quarter with 8.5 to go. It's Sydney 47, BG 14. Bobcats trying to run up the gut here on a first down and nowhere to go at about the 35-yard line as BG now going right to left. So it has been all Sydney so far here in the second half. Two more touchdowns for Dylan Easton. By our count, he has 6 TDs on the night here tonight, 5 on the ground, and then he caught the one from Devin Baker. So pretty impressive, that's for sure. Try to keep an eye on that Waverly-Norwich score for you. We'll check in on that just a little bit later as well. Going to be interesting down the road to see, can Norwich, you know, maybe match up in the playoffs with Maine Endwell? How could that go? The regular season game was won by Maine Endwell, but I know Norwich would love to see that matchup again, that's for sure. And here is Davey scrambling on a second down, finds Noah Patton. It's complete for a first down at midfield. Patton still fighting on his feet at the 50 before he's brought down by 3 Sydney Warriors. Patton refusing to go down and move the sticks for the Bobcats.
Yeah, he was fighting for every inch, not even yard, every inch on that one. As you said, refusing to go down. He's impressed me in the couple games that we've done of them this year. He's a big target, and he wins those jump balls, too.
Yeah, that was a really nice play to move the sticks and to get BG a little breathing room, get him back out to midfield so they can hopefully keep some energy going on this drive with 7 minutes to go in the third quarter. It's Sydney 47, BG 14. And here is a handoff on first down, nowhere to go as Trevor Harrington led the charge there for Sydney. They bring down Hawkins in the backfield.
This Sydney front tonight, both sides of the ball, their line is playing great football. I mean, we've talked about Easton running, but without that blocking up front, he doesn't go anywhere. And defensively, they've made it very tough on this BG offense tonight.
Usually we've seen BG You know, they have some big running backs. They've been able to establish the run game. They have a big line. Nothing doing for the most part here tonight. Sydney has controlled the line. I think that's been big. Second down and about 12 to go. Davey escapes the pocket, looking to run, and he's going to get knocked out of bounds. Just ran out of real estate. Good coverage in the back by Sydney, and Davey had nowhere to throw, had to run out of bounds.
You know, Sydney has been playing very solidly all night defensively. As you said, great coverage on another pass play there. They applied pressure, but the coverage downfield is why he's not able to get rid of the ball.
Yeah, he has lots of room to run, but you can see multiple times when he's rolled out tonight, he pump fakes once, two, three times, but he just has nowhere to go with the ball. It's great coverage.
And it's great by the guy, the defensive lineman or linebacker, if he's blitzing, to stay down on the pump fake and not bite on them, because what a quarterback wants to do is get you up in the air and then run around you.
Davey again escapes the pocket. Harrington still after him here. Oh, boy. As Harrington got knocked into the official there. The official does bounce back up. We'll hope that he's okay. They are not going to be able to pick up the first down here as just some tough blocking in the back, and Harrington actually went flying into the ref and knocked him over. And it's going to be a fourth down after all that there for the BG Bobcats. Waverly up 21-10 on Norwich. Wanted to sneak in that score update for you.
I think the official took one of the biggest hits of the night.
I think he did, yeah.
He bounced right back up, though.
Fourth down coming up here for BG. They're going to punt this one away with 6 minutes to go here in the third quarter. And Sydney on top 47-14. Vandersalman is back to receive. And BG smartly just keeping this one away from him. It's going to roll out of bounds at about the 35. We got some extra pushing here after the play. And so the flags come out as both sides were pushing and shoving here at about the 40-yard line. Boy, we've seen about three flags here, Sky.
I wonder how many more they got.
That's going to take them a while to sort this all out. Coach Matthews is not happy, hollering to get his guys back over. We're going to take a quick break while they sort this out. Again, our score is Sydney 47, BG 14. About 6 minutes to go in the third. We'll be back on WCDO.
For over 90 years, Bainbridge Memorial Works has served the Tri-County area and beyond with the highest quality and most personal service. Gary and Lindsay Gifford proudly continue this family tradition, providing expert workmanship without pressure. They offer a large inventory of granite monuments and markers, as well as cemetery lettering and cleaning services. Family owned and operated since 1927, Bainbridge Memorial Works is open year-round at 92 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Call 967-3986 or visit BainbridgeMemorialWorks.com. Bainbridge Memorial Works. Our guarantee lasts a lifetime.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back. Everything's sorted out now. Both sides got to go over and have a chat with the coaching staff. And Sky, after all that, everything awash?
Yeah, it's just offset.
Everything offset. So Sydney's going to have the ball going left to right. A run with Marino out to about the 38-yard line here. And he is brought down with about 5:50 to go here in this third quarter. Sydney 47, BG 14. And both coaching staffs looked like they had a good stern talking with their guys, like, hey, we don't need that in this scenario right now.
Yeah, but you don't know what's going to happen out on the field the rest of the way, you know. So
yeah, hopefully everybody keeps it in check here, as this will be a second down and 6 to go for Sydney, going left to right. Little QB keeper for Easton. He's brought down at the 40. And it's going to be a third down and about 5 to go here for the Sydney Warriors. Be interesting to see what Sydney and BG decide to do for crossovers next week. We'll see if they have home games or road games. Always interesting to see. Usually some different matchups, too, than you would normally see in the regular season.
And you should put the disclaimer out there that you do not know yet.
Yes, I don't. I don't know. I promise. So if you want to send me a message, I still can't give you the answer. So third down and about five to go. A run to the outside. We get another flag on the play. Going to be good for a first down. A good run by DeMott out to the 45, maybe to the 47. But let's see. This flag is in the backfield. Waiting to see what the flag is for. 4:45 to go in the third. Yeah, going against the Warriors, so this will back them up. And so a nice run by Marino is going to get taken away here. And they'll send this in the wrong direction here for the Sydney Warriors. Should bring up a third and long. That referee saying, all right, you want to run me over? Gonna make you guys pay a little bit here, so... Yeah, this is going to bring them back to about the 30-yard line here, Sky. So that's a pretty big one.
Third down.
Huh. So a third down and about 11 to go after the penalty on Sydney. Waiting for the play from the sideline here for the Warriors as we hit 4.5 to go in this third quarter. Sydney 47, BG 14. Third down and about 11, as we said, now for the Warriors. Here's the snap. They're going to hand one off to Marino, left side. He's on the hashes, and he's going to get brought down after a gain of about 3. So the BG defense is able to hold here, Scott, and it looks like Sydney might have to punt it away.
Yeah, he looks like it's bringing the punting unit on, and BG going to get a chance to get some decent field position, it looks like, and we'll see what they do offensively.
So the Bobcats defense finds a way to stop the Warriors there. A penalty helps as well against Sydney. And so Sydney will be punting it away with Dylan Easton. He can do it all. So we hit three, coming up on 3.5 to go here in this fourth quarter, or third quarter, I should say, excuse me. Third quarter action here tonight. And Easton, boy, almost had that one blocked. Somehow he was able to get it off. It's going to take a Sydney bounce out of bounds at about the 39-yard line. So that's where BG will take over. And we're going to take a 30-second break. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Coming up on the end of the third quarter here, we got about 3 minutes to go. Sydney 47, BG 14. BG with the ball. And going to be about a second down and four to go near midfield as BG goes right to left. Davey is under center. Beams is in the backfield. Let's see if they give it to him, and they do. Beams cuts back and cannot get the first down, so a third down and short coming up. Saw Ethan this week announce that it looks like he'll be going on to play baseball next year at Mohawk Valley, so congratulations to him. BG baseball team in the spring should be pretty good. They're returning a lot of great players from a very solid team from a year ago in the MAC. So nice for him. And still the rest of the football season and some basketball to get through before we get into the spring season. So still a long way to go.
Yeah, I know. We have to get through the winter.
The winter. Oh, it's coming. But, you know, a lot of people are already talking about basketball season. They're excited for it. And we'll be having all those games for you here on CDO, that's for sure. A handoff to Damon Seymour is going to be good for a BG first down across the Sydney S at midfield and into Sydney territory at the 45. And so a minute 50 to go in the third, Sydney 47, BG 14. Still got the fourth quarter to go, but don't forget, stay tuned for our post-game show a little later. Give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players of the game. brought to you by NBT Bank, Mirabito Gresham Insurance, and ACCO Brands of Sydney. Waiting for the snap. Here is Davies. Got a man in motion. Drops back, wants to throw. Flushed out of the pocket again, and just has to throw this one into the dirt. And so second down and 10 coming up. Wise to get rid of that because three Sydney Warriors were coming after him.
I don't know, though, because I don't know if there was a receiver in that area. Yep, there's the intentional grounding right there.
Oh, there it is. Yep, there it is. They waited so long to throw it, I thought he was in the clear.
They usually talk it over to see if there was a receiver in the area, which is usually what the delay is on it. I didn't see one, and obviously there wasn't.
So that certainly hurts BG, puts him in the wrong direction. His heart was in the right place. He was trying to do the right thing, but they do call the intentional grounding there, backing up BG, going in the wrong direction. Did have an update. That Green game is still looking pretty good. And Green, early in the third quarter, it's 28-20. Trumansburg leading Green with about 10 minutes to go in the third there. We did get an update that Waverly has scored again to take a 28-10 lead over Norwich. So tough break there for the Purple Tornado so far in that second half tonight. Davey drops back to throw here. For BG, throws across the middle, and Hagroyan couldn't hold on to it, and he's drilled, and we got a flag on the play. Somebody must have said something, or maybe they thought it was a late hit.
I think it might have been helmet-to-helmet, potentially, or the defensive receiver.
So the Sydney sideline not happy about it, and I think they might not be happy with one of their players who made the hit. I'm not exactly 100% sure here, but yeah, this is going to go against the Sydney Warriors with a 113 to go here in the third, and Sydney leading 47-14. And so this is going to give BG some excellent field position right near midfield.
It's always one of the toughest calls, I feel like, for an official to make, especially like the college level. You see that targeting call all the time, and I have a hard time with that sometimes because I really don't feel, in some situations, yes, but in others, especially at the college level, the guy gets ejected.
And it's so such a fast play and a fast decision. Yeah, right, guy gets ejected. That's tough.
And you've seen, you know, a lot of questionable roughing the passers in the NFL this year. And I know, you know, they obviously want to protect the player, but it's just sometimes it just seems like it's a football play. And then there's a flag called.
Going to be a nice chunk of change here. BG's going to be on the Sydney S at midfield. And so they'll pitch it here to the right side for Seymour. Seymour is going to turn the corner and rumble down to about the 40-yard line here. And so this is going to be a third down coming up now for BG. About a third and four. They're inside Sydney territory going right to left at the 41-yard line, it looks like. So BG getting some good momentum here late in the third quarter, but so far it has been two touchdowns by Dylan Easton in the third to help Sydney continue to build up their lead. They lead 47-14 at the moment. So here's BG waiting for the snap, and they'll go back to Beams. Beams up the middle, across the 40 to the 35, and he's brought down right there. Very close to a first down here for Ethan Beams. And so waiting for the signal here.
I think fourth down.
Yeah, going to be fourth and, boy, inches here for the Bobcats at the BG 36-yard line. Clock is moving. We're coming down to 40 seconds to go here in the third. BG trying to get up to the line, and they will go for it here. Connor Davey is under center, waiting for the snap. Oh, they jumped. Hagroyan win a split second early, and that's going to go against the Bobcats on the false start. That's a tough one to take.
Yeah, you had fourth and, as you said, inches, and for a guy to actually down now.
Yeah, we got an injured BG player on the field, so we're going to step away for an injury timeout. 24 seconds to go in the third quarter. Sydney 47, BG 14. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. The little store with so much more. Chris Brown and his staff are friendly and helpful and always willing to answer any questions about your family's health. Brown's Pharmacy also features health and beauty products, vitamins, and Ananda Professional CBD products, as well as Russell Stover candy and a fine selection of greeting cards. All cards are at half price, too. So stop by the little store with so much more. Brown's Pharmacy at 225 Main Street in downtown Unadilla.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDL, and McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedules. Starting pay is $15 an hour, no experience necessary. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's, or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
For over 20 years, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has been the area's premier used auto dealer. From compact cars to heavy-duty trucks, we have one of the biggest selections around, plus guaranteed credit approval. Check out the entire inventory and apply for credit online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Butler Auto Sales, a proud sponsor of high school sports.
When it's time to paint, it's time to visit the paint experts at Village Variety, Main Street in Unadilla. For over 35 years, we have been the area's Benjamin Moore paint store. In fact, we can match the color you want from a 1-inch square sample. Village Variety carries 15 different Benjamin Moore paint lines, and all their Regal Select Latex paints are 100% VOC compliant, helping to protect the environment. If you need a vapor barrier for your bathroom, kitchen, or laundry room to avoid moisture problems, we can help there too. Village Variety, your Benjamin Moore paint store on Main Street in Unadilla.
Barnard's Hometown Hardware in Bainbridge has got you covered for fall. Leaf bags and rakes for the yard, stovepipe, furnace filters, and supplies for the wood stove, heat tape, window plastics, and water pipe insulation for those cold winter days, and top quality Valspar paint for indoor jobs. And they stock RV supplies, including power adapters, black water holding tanks, RV antifreeze, awning cleaner, and more. Linen tree greeting cards and nails or screws by the pound, too. It's all at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. Everything you need for your home, close to home.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. 24 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Sydney 47, BG 14. And it looks like our injury will be all set here as they will take off one of the BG linemen on the play, Gavin Gifford, being helped off. And we send all our well wishes to him. Hope that he is all right. And that came on that third down play. So after a long break, it's still going to be fourth and inches here for BG as they're inside Sydney territory going right to left. And the ball is on the 36-yard line. And you got to get to about the 35 to get this. Again, fourth and inches. And they're going to try to hand it off. I think it's a fumble, and Sydney's going to fall on it. A little miscommunication there on the play, and Sydney will have the ball with 12 seconds to go in this third quarter. And that's a tough break there for BG. Looks like they had something designed, and it just didn't. The handoff did not go smoothly.
And I guess the timeout must have been called before the penalty actually happened, too.
Right, right. And so Sydney will take over. Good to see Cameron Russo back in there. He was an injured Sydney Warrior earlier tonight. Appears to be just maybe taped up an ankle there. So he's back and good to go. They're going to let time run out here in the third quarter. So our score is Sydney 47, BG 14. Fourth quarter coming up. The Warriors are in control here at home tonight over Bainbridge Guilford on WCDO.
When you hit a deer, have no fear. Call RC. Stuck in a ditch after sliding on ice? Take my advice. Call RC. Police at the scene? Request RC. They'll know who you mean. For nearly 40 years, Ralphie at RC Sales Service and Towing has been the area's go-to towing guy. Pulling cars out of holes, towing trucks after hitting poles, transporting vehicles after they roll. So if you need a tow, RC Sales Service and Towing is the way to go. Always reliable, always friendly, and always fair. So request the best. RC Sales Service and Towing, Route 7 in Sydney. Best equipment, most experience, and the nicest tow guy on the road. Call 563-9299. Keep that number handy, 563-9299.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Started the fourth quarter. Sydney football leads BG by a score of 47-14. And so we'll flip ends of the field here to start this final fourth quarter of the regular season. After tonight, it'll be playoff and crossover time. Hard to believe. Season has cruised right along here. And I like what you said earlier, Sky, that we saw Sydney earlier in the year against a very good Delhi team, granted. But the growth, you've seen it every week for these Sydney Warriors. And, boy, they've looked really good tonight.
They have. And even from last week, unfortunately last week's game was only one half and a play or two. But they've gotten better every single week.
So now Sydney going right to left, a little pitch and a handoff to Marino, I believe, out to the 45-yard line near midfield. Yeah, that is Marino coming up off the bottom of the pile. And so a first down for Sydney with about 11 and a half minutes to go in the fourth quarter, and Sydney on top 47-14. And so the Warriors in control at the moment. The offense has looked very good tonight. Dylan Easton has been running all over the place. He's been magical at times, as we have him with six touchdowns by our count, five running, and then he caught one from Devin Baker. So he's been able to do it all over the field tonight for Sydney. Waiting for the snap here on a first and 10. Sydney going right to left there at their own 45 near midfield. Going to hand this one off and up the middle. Good hard running by the Warriors across the 50 into BG territory now. And going to be a second down and about four coming up. Corbin Cash on the run there for Sydney. And so, yeah, again, Sydney looking very good. And it's been more than just Easton, too. We've talked about Vandersalman in the return game. Marino has been running well. Harrington leading the defense. I mean, it's been very good. Justin Lang with the interception. It's been everybody here tonight chipping in.
You know, one of the players that we haven't been able to see the last couple of weeks, I see him on the sideline, is Logan Russo, who was very impressive against Delhi as well.
Yes, very true. And here's a run to the left side across the 45 up to the 40. So another first down run here for Sydney. That's right. We haven't seen Russo in a couple of weeks, and he was great against Delhi that week.
Yep. He was actually the one, I mean, I'm not going to say it stood out more, but he made a lot of plays that I just remembered walking away from that game. Like, that guy's going to be very good at
this,
because he's another one of those sophomores for them.
Sydney leading 47-14 here. Nate Lull and Sky Thompson with you tonight here on WCDL. Big thank you as well to Jim Tomeo back in our Sydney Main Street Studios just down the road. And so another first down. DeMott is in motion, sweeping from left to right. He's going to get the ball. He's at the 40 to the 35, lowers his shoulder, close to a first down at about the 33-yard line. And again, just another guy that can come in and make an impact here tonight. And so going to be a second down and just a couple of yards to go. About the second and one, I would say. Ball at about the 34-yard line. As Sydney leads 47-14 with 9:15 to go. Just a reminder again that we're going to have Twitter updates tomorrow for sectional final for soccer and field hockey. Going to be a very busy day. Of course, some big football games tomorrow as well. Going to be a handoff here to the outside for Sydney. Good for the first down on second and short. Ball up to about the 30-yard line now for the Warriors. So we're going to see Corbin Cash run the ball a little bit more here as well as DeMott in this fourth quarter. Of course, Delhi Walton tomorrow will be interesting. Sky, we were talking about that before we jumped on the air. They're going to play this week. They've already been determined that they're going to be playoff opponents, so they're going to play again the following week. That'll be a neutral site game for the playoffs.
Yeah, and, you know, that's one of the best, you know, rivalries around still, and it'll be interesting to see if, since they already know that there's going to be a playoff matchup, if that takes anything away from tomorrow.
And here's a handoff to Marino. Got to the outside and couldn't quite get around the last block, but very close to a first down inside the red zone to about the 20-yard line. With 8 minutes to go in the fourth quarter and Sydney on top 47-14, you know, I'll be interested to see, what do you do tomorrow? Do you show anything? Do you just say, hey, we're here, let's not get anybody injured? I mean, how do those two schools, those programs approach that? It'll be very interesting.
See, and the thing is when you've already clinched the playoff spot, and you're playing against the team that you're going to play in that playoff game, I would be shocked, personally. I know if I was coaching, I would not. I mean, we'd run our stuff, but I don't think I would have, you know, my main guys in, because this is the time of year that you play for.
Second down and one to go. Easton's going to throw to the outside. Pass is complete and good for a first down across the 20 to about the 18, and that's Justin Lang on the catch there. And with you being on the Walton staff just a couple of years ago, I mean, if you could rewind and put yourself back in those shoes, I mean, what do you think the Walton team is going to do? Exactly what you said, run your stuff, but don't show anything special?
That team a couple years ago, you know, was a very good group. This year's team is playing very well right now. It's so hard to say because, you know, you could think back a few years ago in the NFL when the Giants played the Patriots going into the playoffs, and the Giants, they said, oh, they got nothing to play for. They put their starters in against the team they ended up beating in the Super Bowl.
Very true. Very true.
So, you know, there's multiple ways to look at it.
QB keeper here for Easton along the sideline, and he's going to step out at about the 8-yard line, I would say. 6:40 to go in the fourth quarter, and Sydney leading 47-14, and they're knocking on the door here again. I mean, we won't be at that game tomorrow. I apologize for anybody who was hoping to hear it. We want to make sure we give our love to sectional soccer and field hockey tomorrow. We're spread thin. We're trying to do the best we can. But, yeah, it'll be interesting to see what they do tomorrow.
And I'll tell you what, that following week, you have those two teams playing in a playoff game. It's going to be a good one.
That game's going to be at Johnson City next Friday at 7 o'clock for the semifinals. The other semifinals are also already set. Here's a pitch for Sydney to the outside. We're going to have a flag on the play. Marino did pick it up off the turf before he's brought down. It's going to be against the Sydney Warriors. The other playoff will be Spencer Vanette and Kander taking on Tioga.
Yep, and Tioga, you know, is undefeated going into the playoffs. Well, I can't say that yet because they have, you know, the game against Athens, but they've gotten through their division opponents, and, you know, they look just as good and just as ready as they always are heading into this time of the year. They played a tough game against Delhi.
Yes, they did.
And, it'll be interesting to see, you know, if we get a Tioga-Delhi rematch or if we get a Walton Tioga rematch, and as you remember a few years ago in one of the coldest games ever.
Oh, that was a brutal game. That's when you were still coaching.
Yep.
And one of the best games we've done in recent memory on CDO. Really enjoyed that game. Came right down to the wire. It was like whoever had the ball last was probably going to win that game.
From start to finish, it was a great game.
And here is Sydney backed up after that penalty. Down to about the 10 now, and a run up the middle with 5:45 to go. Sydney on top 47-14. And so Sydney driving here once again. I believe that was a penalty against Sydney, backed them up, but they get the yardage back with the run here. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see. I just looked real quick to see if we could get a Tioga update. They were supposed to play Deposit Hancock tonight. That game was canceled because along with Apton Harpersville, DH has called the season. They've had too many injuries. They want to keep everybody happy and healthy. Tioga was able to pick up a game with Athens down in Pennsylvania. So we'll see if we can get any type of score update for you before we sign off here tonight. A handoff up the middle for Sydney for Marino, and he is brought down on the play. Nice job there by the BG defense. Running through the line there, I believe, was Ryan Blackman on the tackle there for the Bobcats. Coming up on 4.5 to go here in the fourth quarter, Sydney 47, BG 14. Fourth down coming up here now for the Warriors. We'll see what Coach Matthews decides to dial up. It's going to be the field goal unit coming out here. Boy, they're really calling me out here tonight.
Not just extra points either tonight.
Yep, so this is going to be Reardon kicking from about the 20 here, Sky. So this would be a good boot for him if he can get it to go. Reardon pretty much new to the kicking game, coming over here this year to Sydney. Snap is good. Here's the kick, and this one is short. And so the kick for Reardon is no good. So BG's going to take over. We'll take a 30-second break. 4:15 to go in the fourth quarter. Sydney 47, BG 14 on WCDO.
With cooler weather on the way, now is the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you about basic maintenance of your heating system at home. It is important to do this annually to prevent expensive repairs later on during the winter months. For all your heating, air duct cleaning, plumbing, and electrical work, give me a call at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Let's get back to the action with Local Sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. BG with the ball after the missed field goal there by Sydney. A run to the outside for BG for Seymour across the 20 up to about the 22. Nowhere to go. And so second down coming up here. 3:55 to go, fourth quarter. Sydney 47, BG 14. We'll have our postgame show coming up. We'll give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. We're going to have a lot of Sydney candidates tonight here, Sky.
Do you think Easton's going to get one? I don't.
Dylan Easton tonight. Let's see. 6 touchdowns, 5 running, 1 catching. It's going to be tight. I don't know.
I know. We might have, we might have a tiebreaker or something like that.
Oh, boy. Yeah, he has had a fantastic game here tonight, Dylan Easton, the sophomore QB. Future's bright for him. BG trying to throw here on second down. They throw it up for Patton. It's picked off. Intercepted by Sydney at the 35. They read that one very well. And let's see who that was. I believe it was Corbin Cash who went up to grab that one. No, I don't think it was Cash, actually. Let's see. We're going to see who that is as immediately after the interception, everybody was swarming the guy who was able to come down with that ball. So we'll get that for you. 3:18 to go in the fourth. Sydney up 47-14. They're going to have great field position again. Really nice catch there. And so the ball at the 35-yard line here. The defense has been really good here tonight, Sky. I can't say enough about the turnovers and everything that they've done.
Well, I don't know who picked that off.
Grady Loeffler, they're saying, number 7 with the interception. He's getting a lot of hugs over there. So many hugs, we haven't been able to see his number quite clearly yet. So, yeah, it is. It was Grady Loeffler, number 7, coming down with that. Really nice. The freshman coming in to make that catch. And so this is what we're talking about with Sydney, this young core that, you know, people around town have been telling me, you go to the coffee shop, you go to the diner, there's some really good young guys up there in Sydney, Nate. And I say, okay, all right. And they continue to show that the future will be bright here. 2:45 to go, fourth quarter. Sydney 47, BG 14. And so a run up the middle there, good for about 2 yards. And we'll try to get you some more out-of-town scores during the post-game show as well. Let me take the last look here at what we had. Last check we had was that Waverly was up 28-10 on Norwich, which that game went from 14-10 at the half. Waverly starting to put the stamp on that one over there in Norwich tonight, which surprised us both a little bit, I would say.
Yeah, we knew it was going to be a good game. That halftime score of 14-10 is exactly what we thought it was going to be. But as you see there, Waverly put 2 scores up and opened that game up a little bit.
Hand off to Hartwell on the far side, and Nick Hartwell rumbling for a first down across the 25 down to about the 23. Good hard running there by him. And 1:50 to go here in this fourth quarter. And so Easton looking over to the sideline here to get a play from Coach Matthews as the clock continues to run. Kudos to both of these teams on a solid season. They've come up with some wins here in the second part of the season. And we've seen great growth from both teams throughout the season as well.
We have, and as I said, for the Sydney team that we saw, what was it, week zero threw me off.
So. Yeah, I think that was week 3 that we saw
okay.
Sydney. Yep.
And from then on, they've just gotten so much better, and, you know, they do have some seniors who have played an important part for this year's team, but as you said, that young core, that young nucleus of players that they have, you just see it, and they have a great one at the most important position, which is in the quarterback, in mm-hmm. Easton, and he's been so impressive again.
Easton is currently taking a couple of knees here to make sure they run this clock out here, and so it looks like our final score tonight is going to be 47-14. Sydney on top of BG. That should be our final score here, and you know, it just shows, you talk about it at any level, we hear about it all the time in the national media, you have a good quarterback, everything else seems to fall into line, and it shows here for Sidney, that's for sure.
The last 2 weeks we've been here, he's been great. As we said last week, he only played one half, but it was three touchdowns scored.
Yeah.
He had all three of them.
Yeah, so he's had 9 touchdowns the last 2 weeks. That's some pretty eye-popping numbers.
That wins you a fantasy championship.
Sure does. Well, we don't have to start that up here. I like that idea. So, all right, that's our final score. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back with the post-game show. Final score, Sidney 47, BG 14. We'll give out our awards when we come back on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Every day at NBT Bank, we focus our business around all the ways we can help yours. We're large enough to offer leading business and digital solutions, but local enough to ensure personalized one-on-one service. So turn to NBT Bank for a full range of business solutions, like capital and treasury management services, even fraud protection, and see how NBT Bank is just the right size to help you do big things. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more and start a conversation. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
ACCO Brands of Sidney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sidney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sidney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back one last time into the press box here at Sidney Alumni Field. Our final score tonight, Sidney 47 and BG 14. 6 touchdowns tonight for Dylan Easton. He ran 5 in and he caught a touchdown. So that's pretty eye-popping numbers tonight for the Sidney Warriors.
He got involved in the passing game for a touchdown. We just, for a quarterback, you don't really expect to say he caught it.
Right.
But just shows the kind of athlete he is. And, you know, I'm not saying that that's something they're going to look at doing, but the fact that you can do that with him.
It's nice.
Yeah.
Nice when, what I've realized is when they're down by the goal line, they've tried some other things. If it doesn't work, you know you have that as a backup, and you can just rely on it, and he can get things done when you really need it.
He can get things done whenever. he was great tonight.
Well, let's get into our three awards here tonight. Of course, we have our Outstanding Offense Award, our Dynamic Defense Award, and our All-Purpose Player Award. So first up is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, top-rated by Forbes and rated highly by the people that matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support local high school sports. We've just been talking about him, but an easy choice tonight, Dylan Easton, those 6 touchdowns, he'll be our offensive player of the game.
You sure about that?
I guess that's what we're going to have to do. So we'll move right on to the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham cheer on our local high school football teams on WCDO. We'd like to go with Damon Seymour tonight. He had a touchdown, but we said his name a lot on defense. He's one of those guys that plays both ways. He was big, you know, kind of in that second level. He's a big guy. He made a bunch of tackles, so we'll give that tonight to Damon Seymour from BG.
Yeah, he's one of those guys, you know, every time we do a BG game, I feel like we say his name quite a bit. And we did again tonight, so very fitting for him.
Lastly, tonight is the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO right here in Sidney. Always supporting youth in our local communities. Happy to be a part of high school sports here on WCDO. ACCO Brands is a proud local employer and community partner. And we wanted to go tonight with Chris Marino from Sidney. Did the job on the ground, ran very hard, had the 50-yard touchdown run. A senior, we're going to be sad to see him go, but what a way for him to have his final regular season game here tonight.
Great way to go out as a senior for him, and as you said, we said his name a lot, both sides of the ball. Great run multiple runs, but that 50-yard touchdown one was big for them, too, in a time when they needed it. So great night for him on his senior night.
That's going to wrap up our contest here tonight with Sydney defeating BG 47-14. A big thank you to Craig Stevens and, of course, Jim Tamayo. He's our in-game producer down on Main Street in our WCDO studios. Always fun to see BG and Sydney get together. Walton and Delhi tomorrow. We won't be there for the radio. We're going to be doing updates from the sectional soccer championship and some field hockey updates as well for the sectional finals. It's a busy time of year. The volleyball sectionals start next week. States for things like field hockey and soccer next week, and the playoffs for football are here. So the fall season really starting to come to a close. It's a fun time of year.
Yeah, how many phone calls or text messages do you get this time of year?
Too many. Way, way too many. So, but it's all good stuff, and that's what makes it so special. When you get to this time of the year and there's fewer and fewer teams, you get to focus on a couple of teams that are making that special run, and it's fun to be a part of those communities. We're happy to do it at CDO when it's like, boy, these committees are all in. You're getting the fire truck parades, the pep rallies, all that. That's the stuff that kids really remember.
Absolutely. And the thing is, too, is I remember for myself, you know, football, basketball, whatever it was, once your team gets knocked out, you kind of do root for those other Section 4 teams, mm-hmm. or the other teams from your area, because even though you want to beat them so bad during the regular season, they're representing this area, and it's cool. You know, I went up against them. We know them and stuff. So good luck to all the teams going forward and tomorrow, and it's just going to be fun.
Yeah, if you're around tomorrow, the games up in Oneonta start as early as 10:30 in the morning, and they'll be 10:30, 11, 11:30, 12:30 at the Old Hall of Fame fields in Oneonta. So there'll be some fun soccer over there tomorrow with some really, really good teams from all over Section 4. That'll
be
fun.
You and I were talking about that Oneonta-Owego rematch for the third time this year.
Mm-hmm.
That's one to look forward to. I mean, obviously for me, Oneonta, but I think for everyone, because the first two games were great.
Yeah, the first two games were great, so that's the Class B championship tomorrow. Owego, the one seed, Oneonta boys, the two seed. That'll be a lot of fun. The Class D championship for girls should be great. Edmiston-Morris, the combined team, taking on Skenevis. And then in the Class D boys championship game, South Courtright, there they are again, taking on Southern Cayuga. That game will be at 12:30 tomorrow. So if you're up there, just pay for the whole day. It's well worth it. A lot of good soccer if you're a soccer fan up there for tomorrow. So that's going to do it. Our final score tonight, 47-14, Sydney football defeating BG. Dylan Easton with 6 touchdowns tonight by our count, 5 on the ground and 1 through the air that he caught. So, again, for Sky Thompson, I'm Nate Lull. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you soon on WCDO Sports.
WCDO and WCDO-FM, Sydney, W222CR, Norwich.